What about a fence that's where you keep cattle or something, a fence that's made out of a certain kind of
barbed wire?
Okay. And back when in the days when logs were real plentiful, people used to split logs and make these fences out of that run zigzag.
Rail fence.
Yeah. And now they have the wire fence, and every so often the wire is tacked up to some what?
Post.
Okay. And of course, if you were up in Middle Tennessee, you saw plenty of these fences made out of rocks out of the field, I guess.
Oh, yes.
What did they call those? Just a stone fence or rock fence or something?
Well, I think most of the time I heard it called a stone fence.
Okay. Yeah, I don't believe there's, it must not be any place in the United States where they get as many rocks out of the field as they can get up there in Middle Tennessee.
Oh, well, not up around Chebbleville. Lord help, that's the rockiest place that I have ever seen, I think, just about, except in a cavern or, I mean, a place out west.
Between Shelbyville and Murfreesboro, I have seen houses, little farmhouses, sitting on just solid limestone.
Rocks.
No, there wasn't a blade of grass growing anywhere. They were just built right on the
That's rock. Beautiful country up between Federal and Chevrolet, that winding road up there is
right.
Perfectly beautiful. That's prettiest country, but oh, those crooked roads and those hills. My daddy used to tell me when I was a little girl, you know, that you'd see them plowing those hills, you know, ran, and he used to tell me that they had one leg shorter than
right.
the other.
Keep them from falling down the hill. Oh, me. What about your best dishes? You might say, well, we're going to have company. We'll get out the good...
China.
Okay. And something, if you had a well, you might draw the water up in a what?
A bucket.
Okay. Is the bucket the same thing as a pail?
Well, yes.
Okay. That is to me, too. We called it, we could carry water in the thing, and it was a water bucket. And we could pour the water out and put milk in it,
and it was a milk pail. That's right. And those old cedar ones, you know, that they used to have with the bands around
yes.
it, you know.
Now, some
those
people,
are water buckets.
Right.
I mean, used to have water buckets, you know. And the funny thing, I think so often, you know, used to, we went out, I know when I was growing up, we had a little washstand on our back porch and had the water bucket. And, of course, we never had a well here in town, but it was, we had a hydrant. But we had to go out to the hydrant, about as far as from here out in the hall, and draw your water, and then you'd bring in that water and set it down there with a dipper, and everybody drank out of the same dipper.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't get too many diseases.
I know.
And used to, you'd go into the country, you know, and everybody drink out of the same dipper. You just go to the water bucket and get a drink of water out of the dipper, and that was it. And an old gourd dipper at that.
Yeah, right. I was just getting ready to say, 9 times out of 10, it'd be a gourd.
Yeah, that's true.
What about the, you were talking about cooking a minute ago. What did you fry things in? What do you fry eggs in the morning?
A skillet.
Okay. Have you ever seen one with legs on the bottom of it? The three legs?
Yes, I've seen them.
Have you ever heard
of I was trying to think, have you ever heard a skillet called a spider?
No. Is that one with legs on it?
No, but
why do they call it a spider?
I don't. The funny thing, this friend of ours in Columbus, who was they were neighbors of my sister-in-law's when they lived in Columbus, and one day we were in Columbus visiting, and Miss Sewell was there, and. Something was said, and Louise was cooking, and she had the skillet sitting on the stove. And Miss Sewell said, well, I think her grease was getting too hot, you know, and she hollered at Louise, and she said, that grease and that spider's getting too hot.
Oh, my goodness. You wouldn't know what in the world.
I looked at her.